Okay, hey, listen. I'm worried you're not getting enough tech news. But don't worry. I got you. I got some for you here, all right? It's perfect. Apple will finally allow the sideloading of apps in the European Union later this spring. And I mean actual sideloading. Downloading apps directly from the developer's website, not just from an app store that isn't the app store. Now, you couldn't hear it, but the second app store was capitalized. Unfortunately, this doesn't quite mean that Apple just went full Android, as put by Android police. In yet another example of malicious compliance with the EU's Digital Markets Act, Apple is arguably treating dev websites worse than it's treating alternative app stores. To be eligible to allow users to download your app from your own website, which is kind of a wild sentence, you are required to have been enrolled in the Apple Developer Program as an EU organization with good standing for 2 years or more. You must submit your apps through Apple's notarization process, and one of your apps must have already been installed more than 1 million times on iOS in the EU, aka the threshold to be eligible for the core technology fee, meaning every subsequent install will cost you 50 euro cents so Craig Federighi can afford his daily hair appointment and continue to look exquisite.
Do they really call them euro cents?
Euro cents! Devs will have to meet a handful of other requirements, while iPhone users will have to wade through what seems like 3 or 4 scare screens designed to trigger a fight or flight response before they download an app from a website. If you're covered in cold sweat by the time the app appears on your home screen, Apple's done their job.
You wouldn't download an app.
Not unless I said so. The European Parliament has voted to adopt the EU AI Act, which limits law enforcement's use of biometrics and prohibits, among other things, AI-enabled social scoring, exploitative behavioral engineering, and emotion recognition systems at work or school.
I'm gonna miss those.
I just want the FBI to know when I have a bad day.
The Federal Bureau of Intimate Feelings.
Hey, it's Agent Smith. How are you feeling? I heard Kevin just broke up with you. The act also includes stricter scrutiny and transparency requirements based on the risk an AI system might pose, both to society and its users. Some critics within Europe have criticized the act for going too far and placing European AI firms at a disadvantage to American rivals in terms of development, raising capital, and destroying civilization as we know it. It will be some time before the new law takes full effect, with its new provisions rolling out in phases over the course of the next 2 years to give companies time to come into compliance. But we might need regulations sooner. Take OpenAI's eerily convincing text-to-video generator Sora, which CTO Mira Murati says will be available to the public sometime this year, just days after the leader of the Sora team told Marcus Brownlee that it won't be publicly available anytime soon. Murati also said Sora will get the capability to generate audio and maybe even some amount of nudity.
Yes!
Not in my Kingdom Hearts. Hopefully after November's election, for the sake of all our sanity and eyes. I don't want to see anything huge, you know what I mean? Meanwhile, a report commissioned by the US government has been published, warning that America must take immediate and decisive action to avert serious security risks, global destabilization, and perhaps even an extinction-level threat to the human species posed by AI. But maybe instead, we could keep arguing about whether or not American football is ruined now that a pop star kinda likes it. You kiss your boyfriend behind closed doors! For the past few weeks, users on social media have been freaking out about the whereabouts of Kate Middleton, a furor that was heightened into a full-blown hullabaloo when a Mother's Day image of her posted to her and her husband's Instagram and sent to various wire services turned out to have been significantly edited. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Kate Middleton, she's a lot like Tim Cook, except she's a woman, she's British, and instead of being CEO of Apple, she's the Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh, I thought you said Canada.
I love Prince Harry.
Duchess of Cambridge Analytica.
It's probably important to note that Middleton's disappearance wasn't sudden or unexpected. In mid-January, the royal family announced that she would be undergoing some kind of unspecified abdominal surgery and afterwards take some time off to recover in private. But apparently a month and a half is just a crazy amount of time to take off after getting stabbed in the gut by a trained professional. Wire services typically allow a small degree of purely cosmetic edits, like cropping and red eye removal, but not the kind of significant edits found in the Mother's Day photo, which included a disappearing sleeve and a zipper that splits into two, but not in the normal way. And also green leaves on the trees in a photo supposedly taken in March. This led to the photo being retracted and to some excited social media sleuths claiming that the photo was entirely AI fabricated or that the princess's face was photoshopped over a stand-in by somebody talented enough to perfectly match the lighting of her face to the scene, but not good enough not to accidentally delete part of her daughter's sweater. All right,
It's a post-truth world.
Where were you at Sweatergate? According to Tom Warren of The Verge, the photo's metadata indicates that it was shot on a Canon 5D Mark IV and edited using a 2022 version of Photoshop from before AI features were added, possibly because the royal family doesn't want to pay $23 a month for the updates. They're not made of money, just mostly. A tweet apparently directly from the princess has claimed fault for the bad Photoshop job, so I mean, either she's dead or she just had major surgery and was hoping that a quick Photoshop job on an old photo would make you guys leave her alone.
I was trying to make my butt look bigger.
By not showing it at all. Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Grammarly, the secure AI writing partner that helps professionals write better and faster so you can get back to ignoring your boss's emails. It can help you generate ideas, make outlines, or just provide some helpful tips. Does your writing feel flat? Grammarly's rewrite feature can effortlessly paraphrase and enhance your sentences. But that's not all. Grammarly's app actions feature allows you to stay in flow. No more toggling between tabs. Grab everything you need in one place. And Grammarly's firmly committed to data privacy. They never sell their customers' data to third parties. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/TL03. If you want to get access to extra features, get 20% off Grammarly Premium. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to eat appetizers after your entree? My guy, let me introduce you to the Quick Bits. NVIDIA absolutely dominates the AI accelerator market, but there have been a couple recent developments in alternatives. Infamous hardware hacker George Hotz's company, The Tiny Corp, is building The Tiny Box, a $15,000 AI server powered by RX 7900 XTX GPUs.
The Hot Tiny Box.
Or it will be if Tiny can convince AMD to fix their basic shit in their AI acceleration toolkit or open source the firmware and let old GeoHot fix it himself. But if that doesn't work out, legendary chip designer Jim Keller's company, TensTorrent, launched dev kits for its RISC-V-based Grayskull AI accelerator cards right after partnering with multiple Japanese chip companies. Because it's time to reduce the chip market's reliance on island nations that have a tense relationship to China.
Hello, Japan?
Wait, what? According to Mark Gurman, who I write slam poetry about, Apple's now-canceled electric vehicle project was not a flashy sports car, but a minivan.
Oh, God.
Presumably, it would have allowed Tim Cook to say, "Buy your mom an iCar." Gurman also said the Apple Silicon team was heavily involved in the Apple car, designing an AI brain that was as powerful as four M2 Ultra chips combined.
Oh my God.
The chip was apparently nearly finished when the car was scrapped. Maybe Tim can use it to give life to an android, the likes of which hasn't been birthed by mortals since the assembly of, well, Mark Zuckerberg.
It'll be very expensive.
But it might be very good at BJJ. Drivers have found their insurance has increased because their cars are tracking them. Some car manufacturers like GM, Honda, Kia, and Hyundai offer optional features in their connected car apps that track and rate your driving. What they don't say is that they sell that driving data to entities like Data Brokerage and former adult film star LexisNexis, who then sell that information to insurance companies. Apparently, some GM drivers were still tracked without enabling the tracking feature, leading to increased insurance premiums. Now, that adult film star thing was a joke, but apparently LexisNexis has screwed lots of people. Airbnb will start banning the use of indoor security cameras inside rentals starting April 30th. The previous policy tried to restrict the use of cameras, but was vague enough that abuse has occurred in the past. In their policy update, the company said the change shouldn't be a big deal to hosts since most of Airbnb's listings do not report having a security camera. Now, I know that's meant to be careful legal speak, but it sounds like Airbnb knows there are some people covertly capturing buttholes in 4K.
Those cameras are already hidden.
And researchers from the University of Chicago have claimed that virtual reality headsets like the Quest and Vision Pro might leave users vulnerable to inception attacks. Where a hacker connected to the same Wi-Fi network can control the user's VR environment and manipulate interactions with other users. It's just like the Christopher Nolan movie, except that you can just take the headset off. Just take it off. This might become a more serious risk as these headsets get used in more professional applications. The Vision Pro, for instance, was recently used during neurosurgery, where it was definitely not hacked and used to trick the surgeon into implanting a small rubber duck next to the patient's medulla. Every time you breathe, you quack. And it's not a trick when I tell you to come back on Friday for more tech news. It's friendship! Seriously, man, like, you need to get more tech news. I'm worried about your levels.